Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 12th of June, recording at 9:10 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights. In Asia, stock markets were mostly quiet. The best performer appears to have been China, where the A-share index was up for the fifth consecutive day. It was a good performance because it had started weaker, but then closed at the high of the day. As I mentioned, the others were fairly quiet, but a number of indices are steady near the highs of their ranges. Europe, however, closed weaker across the boards, and Wall Street was certainly weak. But it was an interesting day on Wall Street because the market weakened with the Dow initially, with the Dow falling, I think, at least 90 points at one stage. Then it rallied all the way back up and hovered around unchanged up 10 points for a while, and then really came apart in the last hour of trading and closed down. The Dow closed down nearly 30 points. That's almost 1%. The S&P down 16, just over 1%. NASDAQ not quite so far, but down 22 points. That's on the composite. That was 0.87%, not 0.87 of a percent. And in other highlights, bonds weak across the boards, really quite weak with the U.S. Treasury. Sorry, gonna sneeze. I beg your pardon. It happened before I could switch the recorder off. Let's turn that air conditioning down. The U.S. Treasuries, 30-year Treasuries, currently trading after hours over a point down. And the precious metal markets were clipped in here today. Gold currently down $6 after hours. Platinum held up best, only down 1.6. Palladium held up very well, only down 15 cents. Silver's weak, currently down 18.5. I think that was the closing price. Nickel continued, extended its medium-term correction, falling back to the 40,000 level. Most metals were weak. I'm just checking on this. Although I don't, well, they were all weak in here today, but nickel was the big move on the downside. The others were not too big. Copper, the next biggest decline. Grains and beans, also a little softer. Most of the soft commodities eased in here today. Crude oil also down. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, aside from China, they are, and some of the other Asian markets that'll keep their eyes on China, perhaps more than Wall Street, but the European stock markets and certainly Wall Street and the South American stock market, so on, they are very much enthrall over this bond action in here, and this is what's got everybody worried. So that's the main focal point of attention, and until we see some better action by bonds, I think stock markets will definitely be on the defensive. So the problem is rising long-term interest rates, and then people will draw conclusions about that regarding corporate profits, regarding inflation, and what we have taking place in the market is a downward trend that has been steepening, so it's overextended, but it hasn't shown any upward dynamics yet. So it looks like it can get a little bit more overextended in the near term, and markets would not like that. So that, as a consequence, this is turning a reaction, or beg your pardon, it risks turning a reaction into a correction. Now, that's not a forecast. It's just stating the obvious that where we might well have had conditions just for another somewhat larger reaction, which is the type of activity that I've been predicting for quite some time, if one of the lead indicators for stock markets, such as bond markets, goes badly wrong for whatever reason, whether that reason is short covering, whether it's foreigners lightening or just not buying or too much supply, and all of those may be playing a role in here. But while that bond market is so weak, that does increase near-term risks in stock markets. And I think that the Asian markets will need to be a little bit concerned about the Wall Street leash effect here. I think they'll struggle to do anything but weaken here tomorrow on the back of this on the back of this Wall Street action. If there's an exception, it's probably China, and I maintain that China has the lowest correlation relative to what's going on in Wall Street. Now, I don't know what caused Wall Street to recover its losses sort of in midday. Actually, it was later than midday in the afternoon. But certainly the fact that it weakened, then recovered, and then weakened again, that will be more bearish psychologically than if it just weakened from the outset, I suspect. Okay, so I think again we need to be careful in here right now. There are plenty of stocks that are cheap, and some of those are holding up pretty well. I thought, gosh, should I be buying back my leveraged MLW? That's the Merrill Lynch World Mining Trust. I was asking that question of myself today. Chart doesn't look that bad. Discount to net asset value. I still hold it in my investment account, of course, but I had reduced last week the, or closed last week the leveraged positions. And I thought, no, I'm just, this is a time when discretion is the better part of valor here, and I really should err on the side of caution in the short term. That does not mean I will sell any of my long positions in my investment account. I have absolutely no intention of doing that. As I've said on many occasions, I don't mind riding out a reaction or even a correction, which would create another buying opportunity. And moving on to the government bonds, I've already pretty well covered those. They are in need of an upward dynamic to signal some respite here. They are in the region of previous lows, so that could happen. But when it does happen, we'll be able to see it very, very easily and understand the implications. But at this stage, I'm not prepared to go out on a limb to say when or where that's going to happen, but this is a possible area, but let the market tell us. In terms of the US dollar, gosh, I don't think I covered that in my introduction. That continued to rally in here today. Now, that is so often the case when we get a nervous, very nervous conditions, weak markets, in other words, pretty much across the boards, that does cause the dollar too steady. And of course, the dollar was very weak before this correction started. So that is, well, it was weak within a range. It had been weak earlier on, then it was just going sideways in a range, slightly above the lows. Therefore, there were a number of short positions in that market, and those shorts continue to cover. And as the dollar rallies, that's creating another headwind for the gold price and other precious metals, and they already have to contend with some contagion fears from stock markets and bond markets. I had an email on this subject today, and as I said, if markets all go up together, and this is attributed to liquidity and animal spirits or whatever, that if markets start to correct, and again, it's been bonds that have led on the way down in stock markets, and it's hardly surprising that that spills over into the metal markets as well, as I say, because they had moved up with the stock markets. Now, again, I think precious metals are at attractive levels here. Silver a little above 13, gold here at 647 and a half. From an investment standpoint, I think these are quite attractive. From a trading perspective, I'm staying my hand here, and the prudent thing might be to wait for a signal. Again, that would be an upward dynamic, or to see downward acceleration take place first. So far, we've had a soft market here in precious metals, but we haven't had an acceleration comparable to what we had seen on some of the other sell-offs. Again, I would expect most stock markets, and I would expect precious metals to be higher by the end of the year than they are today. And some of these markets, including the precious metals, could be considerably higher by the end of the year than they are today. But this is not a time that I'm willing to rush in. Again, discretion's the better part of valor at this stage. And soft commodities. Annoyingly, I was stopped out of my coffee. I'm here, so I've been giving up profits on and show some losses on my trading accounts. Tough time here for trading. As I said in comment of the day, I could try harder, but I think really the sensible thing to do is to do less until we see the dust settle in here, and then I'll look around in terms of the charts to see what seems most promising. Oil's very much in a trading range here right now, and fairly firm within that overall trading range. I would be surprised if it came down a lot. I don't think that there are big speculative positions in the oil market. That's a guess. I have no special insight on this. But equally, I don't expect it to oil prices to go surging ahead, at least not without some scare regarding the supply, and that's not the case at the moment. Now, what else to mention? Soft commodities. Well, a lot of these had a good day yesterday, as you know, particularly wheat. It was strong for most of the day, but faded. So generally, overall, what we're seeing is that people are increasing cash levels. I've been carrying far more cash for a while than I needed, but it feels kind of comfortable at the moment. And to whatever extent markets, such as equity markets, go lower or commodity markets go lower in the short to medium term, well, that will create a better opportunity, and I may well tempt me to deploy more of that cash, or at least to open up some more leveraged long positions in the things I like most, which are mainly the Asian emerging markets and the resources plays. Okay, folks, that's enough. I want a complete comment of the day. So, all the best to all of you.